2 years ago in Sawyer County, a Hmong man shot and killed several sportsmen who allegedly taunted him with racial slurs and threatened his life during a trespassing dispute. This year, a Hmong hunter's body was found in Marinette County. A man charged with his murder has reportedly made derogatory comments about Hmong people. DNR coordinators have used multilingual signs and public awareness campaigns to address the problem. This year, they're also teaching Hmong sportsmen about land and property issues and how to best communicate with any non-Hmong hunters or landowners they may meet. Ku Zhang is liaison for the Hmong community and state DNR.
I think it is important because Hmong are going to be out there hunting. They want to enjoy the outdoors and leisure time. We don't want another incident or murder out there.
The DNR has also been holding a cultural exchange program of sorts between Hmong leaders and hunting and conservation groups. Eileen Hawker, the DNR's law enforcement division, says the Hmong's history, culture, and even hunting techniques have been shared during the program.
It's actually been a good thing that has brought people closer together. That helps ease the relationship or just the understanding across the state. So then as we enter this new hunting season, hopefully that'll permeate the state so there'll be less tension out there in the woods. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Hawker advises Hmong and non-Hmong hunters to be calm with each other and work with nonverbal cues if language is a barrier. The bow hunting season began last Saturday, while gun deer hunting season starts in mid-November. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.